Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast with Rock, Hoop, Q, Aries Falcon, and keeping it sexy, LG.
What's up? What's up? What's up? And welcome to the What's Up Falcons podcast. My name is Rock. I'm your host this evening, and I'm joined with my boy Q in the house. What's going on, Q?
Hey, man, did you see when Herschel Walker put out that badge during the debate?
His ass should be in jail for doing that. That's against the law.
Yeah, man.
Impersonate a cop. What the hell's wrong with Herschel, man? I don't know. And we're also joined with my boy who's all the way over on the West Coast, the notorious vidmaker, Mr. Aries Falcon. What's up, Aries?
What's up, Herschel Texas Walker?
Man, he scares me, man. He scares me.
I think they need to lock him and Kanye in a room together and just let them talk it out for hours.
God, I'd pay to see that.
I wouldn't. I should have put me to sleep.
The shit that'd come out of their mouth, priceless.
Yeah, Kanye's been talking crazy lately. I don't know what's going on with this dude, man. He might be off the meds again.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with Kanye. But, yeah, Herschel scares me, man, because it's too close. It's too close. He doesn't need to be anywhere near politics or in Washington. I'm just saying. Stick to MMA.
Oh, man.
Cause you know his son gonna go crazy when if he wins.
Oh no, your son ain't messing with him no more, man. They cut ties.
Yeah.
After that card, Herschel said he didn't give nobody abortion money and he didn't write no card. The kid was on TMZ. He's like, yeah, that's my dad's signature. Yeah, he's like, I'm done with them.
Yeah, Herschel's a mess, man. The thing is, he's lying his butt off, and everybody knows he's lying. They don't care.
No, they don't care, man, because he's saying the magic word. I support Donald Trump, so that's all they want to hear.
Oh, I'm a patsy. I'll do whatever y'all want me to do. Pretty much more like it. But anyway, man, we're not talking politics. We're here to talk about our team, man, the new team, the Falcons, man. Oh, before we get into that, man, I want to thank everybody for checking us out here at the What's Up Falcons podcast. Don't forget, you can hit us up on Twitter at What's Up Falcons or exclusively over at sportsdrink.com. All right, man, let's talk about these birds, man. Forget Herschel, man. You know, it's looking exciting, man. I mean, this team is looking legit, man. I mean, we're 3-3. We had
I never would have thought they would be 3-3, man.
I know, man. They're 3-3, and they're looking good. Every game is looking good. But I just got one question for you, Q.
What's that?
Can you see the light? Do you see the light?
I'm starting to come around. It was a couple of situations early on, especially with Mariota and the Bulls and all that stuff. But he played a pretty clean game the other day. He didn't. Yep. I noticed he didn't throw a lot of passes, which is nice. They kept that number super low. Yep. So he just basically just managed the game, and that was I was impressed by him. So you know,
got some
who needs Matty Ice, man?
I know,
and he's got some wheels on him too,
for sure, man. See, that goes to show that if you don't let Marcus throw too much, that's his game. He's good. You know, he can run and he can, you know, complete plays, but he can throw when he needs to. He shouldn't be throwing a lot. I think last Sunday's game was a perfect game for him. What do you think, Aries?
I don't know.
What do you mean? By Marcus?
Marcus, he did okay. He did good last week. I mean, it was this past game. But the last two before that?
Yeah.
5 and 7?
Yeah. But you know what? The coach brought up an interesting point about that, man. He's like, you know, he had been sitting for, what, over a year or two? And he's getting his feet wet again. And he seems like he's like, you know, he's rusty, but he's starting to, the more he's playing, the better he's getting.
Yeah, I did see after the game, he made a comment that this was only his 6th start in over 2 years. So he was like, you know, with time, everything will come back to him. So he's still thinking that he's going to get better, basically, is what he's saying. Like he's basically saying the best is still yet to come. So,
yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that he's going to be our quarterback, you know, next season.
Yeah.
I thought I had him at, you know, game 6, you know, I had Ritter in, but if Marcus keeps doing this, man.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Y'all was counting on for Ritter. I mean, I wanted Ritter too, but I was still sitting behind Mariota.
Right.
So, I hope it goes up from here.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, because I mean, he's back with his old coach, and he's back with a coach he's familiar with. He knows the offense, so you know. And with CP coming back in a couple of weeks,
right?
They can take off. So
yeah, that's true, and you know, and that's fair what you're saying, because you know, these first few games, you know, he couldn't handle the ball too well, man. He was being Fumble Oda instead of Mariota. He was calling him Fumble Oda. But hopefully he's getting better and not messing up the ball anymore. So I guess now we got to see what happens in the next couple games. But
he also had a little help from the defense too. I felt like I could see, they didn't play that soft zone in the fourth quarter. Like, they actually like played football for 4 quarters.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like when we had Dan Quinn, it was in reverse, because we had big leads and lose them. And now we're down big and we come back. Yeah. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. It's like he took, all the stuff that we hated last year and looked like he just went total, just old school, football, and he got our running game back. That's the biggest thing, man. It really stands out. We have.
He's a run first coach. He's always been that way.
Well, I think we knew that coming in, though. I mean, because we thought, you know, he was going to try to come here and you know find somebody to replicate a Derrick Henry type style offense for us. So I think he kind of did.
He just took all the backs that he had to make one back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that seems to be working.
Because I mean, I said it from the get. I was at the bar channel, you know, because I go down to the corner bar to watch the games. Mm-hmm. And I was telling people, I'm like, Huntley is that one cut back. He takes that one cut and he's gone.
Just like Freeman.
Then you got out. No, Freeman was a, he was in a juke back. He'll try to dodge you, you know what I'm saying, juke and all that. But and then the other back, Algiers, he's like Freeman. He makes the cuts and jukes and, you know, makes you miss, and then boom, he's gone. So
interesting.
And then Cordell Patterson, he's the power. He's like right up the gut.
Right. Well, that's good. I mean, our running back squad is deep now, so that's good. You don't have to rely on one good guy or possible two. We got 3 solid backs that have really proven so far that they can get the job done, man. So I mean, people are starting to get excited, man. You know, not just us. I mean, you know, they had us down for the count, but I think across the league after this last game, people are starting to talk and saying, don't underestimate the Falcons now.
No, because everybody said we were going to win two games.
Yep.
And when we won two games, those are two games that they had not counted on. So boom, that just automatically doubles to four.
Yep.
And now we got three. And you know what I'm saying? Nobody had us beating San Francisco.
Nope. No one did, man.
And I mean, watching that Chargers game last night.
Yeah.
We can beat the Chargers.
I mean, from what I can see, yeah. I don't see why we can't. I mean,
no, yeah, I can see we can be. Because if they struggled that bad against the Denver Broncos, then Broncos are horrible right now. So if they struggled that bad against the Broncos, you know, tell me. And then by the time we play the Chargers, we'll have CP back in the lineup.
I do want to say on back. They are struggling, but last night that defense was really playing lights out, because I've been watching the Broncos games and that was the best the defense had played all season long. So just know that it wasn't that the Chargers were really struggling. That Denver defense was trying to bring it.
Yeah, they kind of had to, because Russell Wilson is kind of not something's going on with us.
And they paid that dude a bunch of money.
Yeah, I think he's really, well, he's been Hollywood.
He hollering, let's cook, boy. He burning some shit right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard he Russell's all Hollywood, man, and I don't know. I think Marshawn called him out on the podcast.
But, what? I didn't hear that.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was on a podcast with Richard Sherman, and they were talking about Russ. And Richard, I forgot what he was saying, but Richard was like, why don't you just call him and see what's going on? He said, look, he's like, I would call him if I had his number. He's like, I don't have his number. He's like, I went to war with him and I got to go through your agent. He's like, what's up with that? Yeah, man. So I was like, I don't know. Sierra.
That's crazy.
But yeah, man. So, hey, man, I'm happy, man. I mean, they're trending up. I like what I'm seeing so far. I told y'all preseason. I know you kept saying it's just preseason. But I'm telling you, I was watching those games, man. They were looking interesting. It didn't look as bad as it did last year. And they won each preseason game. So Arthur Smith was, he meant business, man. Once he got rid of the people he didn't need and the guys he wanted, you know, he meant business, man. So he's starting to show.
Well, I will honestly say we might be the best team in the division. It depends on how quickly Brady can get these books back up and running again. But
no, we should beat their ass. We should beat their ass. When you look at all our losses, we can easily be 6-0 right now.
Yep. Just going to say that, man. Because we should have beat the Saints. And we got robbed. Everyone knows we got robbed against the Bucks. And
the Rams game. Yep. If Mariota threw the ball to a receiver that was over 6 feet tall, they catch that ball, score a touchdown, game's over.
Yep.
But no, he decides to throw to the 5'9" dude that's being covered by Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah. So like I said, we've been in these games though, man, to the end. It's been no blowouts or anything. You know, they had us like we're the worst team in the league, but each game we've been in.
They say we have the worst roster.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know, man, but we're proving them wrong, man. Just like what Arthur Smith said in that press conference. He's like, y'all already wrote us off. So, you know, we're just going to do what we do. And they're doing it. Man, we are tied.
They got a lot more wins.
Yeah.
We'll say we're tied for first place.
We are. We're tied with the Bucks for the NFC South so far.
I mean, you know, we lost to the Bucks.
So what?
Well, we lost to the Bucks already once, so they're
still tied
ahead of us.
But we're tied with them.
I mean, with it being, our record are both 3-3. So
we're both 3-3.
As far as wins losses, we're tied. But as far as wins losses, we're tied. But and the division aspect, yes, they're ahead of us.
Yeah.
But I mean, let's be real. We play the Saints again. We beat them. We're gonna sweep the Panthers, and then we're gonna split with the Bucks. So,
yeah, the Panthers are pretty much garbage right now.
A 4-2 record in the division sounds good to me.
Yep, man, I'll take that. I will take that. I will take a 6-2 or 5-3. I don't see why we can't be 6-2 or 5-3. We can end up that way, man. They keep playing while they're playing.
I mean,
hey, Rock, how many division games are we going to play?
Right. I'm just not the division games, man.
Right. That's what I was. That was a head scratch for me. I was like, wait a minute.
I'm not talking about the division games.
I'm doing the math in my head. Like, wait a minute. We play each team two times. There's three other teams in the division. That's six. What the hell are you talking about? 5-3-12.
I wasn't talking about the division games.
That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like,
yeah, 6-2. Like, wait a minute.
Hey, we play them all, man. At least a couple more times.
Oh, man. Harris, you crazy boy.
All right, man. I know I ain't smoked that much today.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. But yeah, Q, man. You mean you think, you know, you're starting to believe a little bit more now?
Hey. And imagine what could be if Ridley was out there.
I'm tired of hearing about Ridley. He ain't on the team. He ain't gonna be on the team come next season anyway. So yeah,
I'm with Aries on that, man. I don't think Ridley's gonna fit in with what the culture now. I don't think he fits in anymore.
Yeah, I was just thinking about him the day that I walked past sports store, the real popular one. I can't think of the name, but anyways, they still got the Ridley jerseys right there in the front for 50% off. I'm like, man, they need to go ahead and do 80% off on them bad boys. I might get one
just to have it.
You on the website? They're a lot cheaper on the website.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. I mean, looking at our next six games, Cincinnati. That can be a win.
That could go either way, I think.
Yeah. It can go either way. And then you have Carolina.
Well, hold on, let me put it up so we can see him.
There you go.
All right.
So that Baltimore Ravens game, is that in our next six games? I believe it is, right?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. No.
No.
10th.
No. I think. Okay.
So we got Cincinnati next.
Or 9th game. Yeah.
Like you said, I can go either way. Then we got Carolina.
Garbage.
I'm calling that a dub. Then we got the Chargers. That can be a dub. That can
go either way.
And then Carolina. We got Carolina again. That's a dub. And then we got the Chicago Bears. And I hope he called back before we play that game, because I'm, man. Cause we gonna whoop they ass.
Chicago's got a decent defense, but offensively
they can't put up no points.
Struggling with Justin Fields at quarterback, which surprises me.
They need to build something around that kid. Proven.
Yeah.
San Francisco, up until that game with us, they have not let a single team score over 20 points against them.
Right.
Oh wow.
They had the number one defense. I mean, I know they had injuries, but, you know, that doesn't matter.
Oh, I forgot we played Pittsburgh this year.
Mm-hmm. Washington and Pittsburgh.
I think we're going to struggle with Arizona, that scrambling quarterback.
We got the Saints again. I think we're going to handle the Saints this time. They got away with one.
I hope so. The Saints, you know, they're looking better now that Jameis isn't starting. I don't know if he's injured or what's going on with him, but.
And then Tampa Bay again. I think we're going to get the payback this time. As long as Jerome Boger's not officiating the game, we're good.
Yeah. Well, Tampa might need that win, so that should be an interesting one. But we probably need that win, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it's not, I mean, the schedule is not that intimidating like, you know, people were assuming it was going to be at the beginning of the season.
That game with Tampa at the end is going to decide who wins the division.
Ooh. Okay. Does it have a time next to it?
No, it's...
It says TBD. All right.
To be determined.
Might be right. Maybe they know something we didn't know.
Yep. Same with the Saints. To be determined, but, you know.
And, I mean, we close out these next, what, eight games? Let me see... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, next 7 games, we go into the bye. We can be well above 500 going into the bye.
Yep.
So that's going to be nice. And then we come out the bye to play the Saints. So we're going to have a well-rested team, a game play. Yeah, man, we're going to beat these. Man, we can beat the Saints.
Now, the only thing that has me worried right now is some injuries we've had after this game Sunday.
Yeah.
Q, you got the injury report?
I do. Just let me pull.
All right.
Just in no particular order. Cornerback Casey Hayward. Mm-hmm. He's heading to the injury reserve. Out 4 weeks at a minimum.
Yeah.
Yikes.
AJ was here. An AJ on there?
Hang on, they're still going on about this one kid. I don't see AJ on here.
Well, I did hear like a little thing on the radio that said that he feels better.
It said AJ and Isaiah Oliver are coming off what seemed to be minor injuries.
Okay. So that's crazy.
So they might be able to give it a go this weekend.
All right. Yeah, that's crazy about Oliver, man. Hadn't seen him in over a year, and he's get out there, and then he's injured again. It's like, dang, man, you just got out there.
So he wasn't out there to start the season, Oliver?
Mm-mm. No, he was hurt, I think, preseason.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I thought he was hurt last season and he hadn't been back since.
No. I think he got hurt during preseason. Preseason?
Okay. All right. Is that it, Q?
Yeah, that's it. Nothing.
All right.
Nothing big. It looks like AJ might be fine. So,
did they give anything about when CP may be back?
I don't see anything in here about him.
All right.
So I'm guessing he's not coming back this week.
Well, I'm glad AJ, well, hopefully he will be there this weekend, you know, because if he's not, we have two rookies at our corners. I'm glad AJ, hopefully he will be back.
Yeah, AJ Terrell, I read something that said that his leg is fine. They just kept him out the rest of the game just for precautions.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
So he should be back next game.
Hope and see. I hope he will be, man, because we need to keep this bus going, this train going. We're starting to get momentum again, man. People will start talking about us again, so...
I don't want them talking about us. I want them to continue to overlook us.
I hear you.
Man, who would have ever thought the Philadelphia Eagles would have started off the season 6-0, though?
Me.
You saw that coming?
Yeah.
I thought for sure on Sunday night, I said, the Cowboys going to bring these Eagles back down to earth. Nope.
they got a strong defense. Their offense is even stronger. With all the weapons they have, And Jalen Hurts has finally caught his rhythm, which I knew he was going to, because all offseason they kept saying, "Oh, this is the prove it season for him. This is the prove it season." And he, you know what I'm saying? That type of shit in your ear, he's going to go out there and prove it.
That's true. Because I've been saying the same thing about Tua, too.
This is the contract year for him. Him and Tua. This is the contract year.
Yeah.
Well, this brother might get paid.
So,
I think Tua's going to be back Sunday too.
All right, he ain't gonna be the same.
You don't think so?
He ain't gonna be the same. Once you have a concussion, it's going to be easy to give you another one.
Well, yeah, and he had two.
Yeah. and that front line ain't the best. So,
we'll see, man. I mean, I know he wants to be back out there, but you know.
Oh, of course. I think this is the Dolphins look good from the start. You know what I'm saying? Having Tyreek Hill and all that, and some Waddle. Right. But I think this is where they start to take their slide. Now I could be wrong, but I still think this is where they start to go back to being the Miami Dolphins of old. So
go Dolphins. All right. Well, let's see, man. A lot of people, I mean, this San Francisco game was, like I said, one of our best games we played in a long time. They were popping bottles with the coach in the locker room. You know, they were celebrating.
Man. Man.
they won the damn
Super
Bowl, but I mean, you know, I don't blame him, man. That was a big victory for them. So, you know, just don't have it come back and bite you in the ass. That's all I say. But with that said, though, man, I mean, some, you know, of course, the haters are going to hate, especially San Francisco players. You know, they're out there crying already, talking about, we didn't have Joey Bosa. You know, we were missing a bunch of guys. I'm like, well,
I heard that all in the bar. Man, we're missing like 8 starters from the defense. We have Bosa and Armstead out there. Y'all wouldn't be running like that.
Exactly. We say, well, I mean, we have the worst roster in the league, right?
Yeah, but we have nobody. So what difference? We're playing our thirds. And so we brought up 2 motherfuckers from the practice squad.
Exactly, man. We
brought what you talking up. About?
Exactly. You know, and I guarantee you, every San Francisco player took us for granted, thought this was going to be a win, easy game.
Oh, y'all, man, they were already looking past us.
Yep.
They were already looking past us.
Because what I hear from people who were at the game, it was loaded for the San Francisco people in the seats. And they were talking mad mess after halftime when it started to get real.
To all y'all Falcon fans with season tickets, nigga, stop selling your seats to the enemies. God, dog.
Tell them, Aries. Tell them.
Stop selling your tickets to the opposite team, bro. Like, come on. What good is a home field advantage if there's more fans from the other team in there?
Exactly. Exactly, man. Exactly. Like,
sell them just to people who want to go to the game.
Right. I hear that, man. Yeah, man. I mean, that's because
Well, I think it took this win for Falcons fans to realize they want to start coming back to the games now.
It's bandwagon. You know what I'm saying?
I was looking at, man, you guys, so there's so many fair weather, bro. I heard Falcons fans talking their own team. Like, come on, bro. Yeah. You ain't a fan. You a sports watcher. That's all you are.
And Q, you know, Bell of Dukes and Bell?
Yeah.
And he's always at the game, you know. And he said, I think it was before halftime, I was on Twitter. He said if Kyle Pitts scores a touchdown, he's going to buy everybody in his section a shot. So eventually, you know, Kyle did score his touchdown. So he said, whoever wants a shot, I'll buy it. He said that he only bought like 3 shots.
Because there was only 3 people in his section.
Well, there were only 3 Falcons fans.
Yeah, only 3 people in his section. Because the rest of them were all 49er fans.
Yep. He did buy, he said he bought 2 guys that were 49er fans shot because they were cool. You know, they weren't being dicks about it, but he's like, man, it's ridiculous when they, you know, my section people are you know, the opposite team. They're selling their seats and stuff, man. It's like, that's ridiculous. So y'all, man, y'all got season tickets out there, man. Go support this team. They're working very hard, man.
I mean, damn, you already paid for the tickets. Might as well go to the game.
Exactly. We got rid of everybody y'all wanted to get rid of. We cleared the house. You know, we got a coach in here who's trying to win, trying to change this thing, you know. Support this man. What are you trying to do?
This team is on a rebuild, and they playing a lot better than they did 2 years ago with a full roster.
Exactly. Exactly. And even if we, you know, depends on how far we get this year, next season when we have more to pick to work with, we can pick up better players.
Oh, and see, look at this. The Falcons are going to have about $100 million in cap space next year.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady's retiring.
Yep.
Saints don't have nobody.
Yep.
And the Panthers are rebuilding.
Yep.
They about to blow that team up. So yeah, this is the year.
This is the year, man. This is the start of something. This is the year,
because we make a good run, people are going to want to come here and help this team out. And man.
And we have depth now, man. Even before, if we had a couple guys went down, things wouldn't work out our way a lot of the times. Now we have next man up. We have depth. And that's something we hadn't had in a while, man. To have depth like we have now. So that's
probably going to have a 5-game win next season all over the division. Mark my words. We're going to win that division by at least 5 games.
All right.
What, next season?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's probably there for the taking.
Yeah.
It is. It's going to be wide open. All we got to do is draft right and find the right free agents. Don't spend. Don't overspend for you know, saying needs.
Well, Thomas is not here anymore, so hopefully that won't happen again.
There you go.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I think, yeah, the front office now, I mean, you know, with our new GM and a new coach, man, I think what they've been trying to do is starting to manifest, and I think people are starting to see it and notice it now. And like I said about us being noticed throughout the nation now, that actually works in their favor, I think, you know. They're getting noticed now, so they're going to do the right thing as far as being able to find the right players, get the right pieces we need, and keep improving this thing, man. So I'm like, yeah, let's keep doing this thing. Just keep winning games, man. Talk about us. Keep winning like we're winning. We have stuff that we hadn't had in a very long time. So I'm excited. All right, what else is happening here? All right, y'all want to talk about what happened around the league?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Well, let's talk about the game I immediately turned on after the Falcons game. The Tampa Bay sucks. They, you know, Tom lost it. And I guess he didn't get that flag he was looking for, you know?
Hey, well, I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm always weary when athletes leave a day or two before the game to go for personal reasons. And, you know, Brady was up there with his boy Robert Kraft at his wedding Friday night when he should have been with the team.
Yep.
So, you know, it never works out when these athletes try to pull this type of thing off.
But he's Tom Brady, man. He's not the average athlete. He's the GOAT.
And I like to say shout out to Robbie Anderson, though. You know what I'm saying? for setting the wheels in motion.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. And then in the Saints lost. Who did the Saints lose to?
The Cincinnati Bengals.
The Bengals, who were playing.
Their hometown boy came home and destroyed them. Thank you.
He showed up in an LSU jersey, though.
Yup. It's okay. He still beat them.
Yeah.
I was watching that game on the side because, you know, the bar, they got the different TVs. Yeah. I was turning during like the commercial breaks, watching the Saints game. I'm like, yeah, come on, Cincy.
then what else we have? We already talked about Philly being 6-0. Baltimore.
Yeah, what happened with Lamar, man?
Baltimore's pulling the Dan Quinn. They blowing leads left and right.
Yeah, they are. They're looking like the old Falcons, man. Get up and then get soft on that defense.
And I don't know
what the last thing Lamar wants when he's trying to sign this $300 million deal during the season.
Lamar needs to watch the passes he's throwing too, man. I mean,
I don't get to that throw at the end of the game that cost him the game. Like, exactly. You're in the lead and you're scrambling. Why throw across your body? Just throw it away. Just throw it away. It was third down with like a couple of minutes left, and you know what I'm saying, Giants had two timeouts? Please.
Yeah,
he cost him the game. He's making bad decisions.
Yeah. That's not helping you with your case for money.
You know, I mean, I can see if it wasn't his fault, but those last few games, it's been his fault.
Yep, exactly. Come on, Lamar. I think he'll pull it, you know, get it together, but yeah, that was not a good throw.
Pittsburgh, Steelers, I know they got the W over Tampa over the weekend, but the Steelers ain't looking like the Steelers of old.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And also, your boy Aaron Rodgers lost too, right?
Two in a row. He lost to the Giants and now the Jets. What's going on in New York?
I know, right? Getting beat by two New York teams. Dang.
Actually, all three New York teams are balling.
Yeah. Bills are that Bills mafia.
But the Bills are going to be the Bills. The Bills is still my pick to come out the AFC.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't know. If they get Kansas City one more time, I mean, I don't know about that one.
You can say it all you want, but that's my pick. I think they come out the AFC.
What's going on with Kansas anyway? I mean, I think
they ain't got no receivers.
But they're still winning games. They're still
going. Yeah, they're still winning games, but they ain't got no receivers.
Yeah,
it's the one to throw it to.
When's the trade deadline?
I think it's week 6.
So that's where we are. That's where we just ended yesterday.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard anything either.
If it's not the first 6 weeks, I think it's the first eight. So it's either 6 or 8. I have to check.
Okay.
All right. Hey, fellas. Well, next Sunday, we're going to Cincinnati, right?
On the road,
1 o'clock, Cincinnati. We're going to see Mr. Burrow. I think this Falcons train is going to keep rolling. You know, but the only thing about that worries me, we still have to fix the pass rush. We had it for like one game and then it kind of disappeared outside of Grady's getting cheated. But
I was right. The trade deadline is week 8, and it's November 1st.
November 1st. Okay, so we still got like another week and a half or so.
Yeah.
But I think only we're going to beat Cincinnati if we can get the Burrows.
Oh, and one more thing. I like, you know, now it's official. Every jersey that I have, the player is no longer on the team.
Me too.
The last one was Jones.
Yep. I have two Jones and a Matty Ice.
Hey, I got a Jones, Ice, and a Julio.
I got a
Warwick Dunn. He's part owner of the team, so I'm good there. And I'm about to have this Calvin Ridley when it gets to 80% off.
Oh my god! No, my next jerseys are going to be Drake London, and AJ Terrell. I always go one offense, one defense, and then after that, it's going to be Pitts,
Mariota,
and Grady Jarrett. I never get jerseys of players that were traded to their team. I always get draft picks. Yeah. Because they come in as Falcons, so it don't matter.
I'm with you. I want to get either Drake or AJ Terrell. I'll probably get AJ Terrell before I get.
I'm getting Drake. Regardless, that's my Trojan boy right there.
That's your boy right there.
Hey, and from what I'm reading, he's the best offensive rookie thus far.
Nice.
So yeah.
Is anybody worried about the kicking game for the Falcons? You notice Young Wei-Koo's missed a couple field goals.
He hasn't missed that many. He's been like maybe he missed one. Yeah.
And he missed one the week before that, though. He missed one in Tampa. He missed one in the Tampa game.
I'm not.
That was it.
And then he missed one. I think I'm pretty sure he missed one the week before that.
Nope. No, he didn't.
I don't. I remember him just missing that one. I don't know.
Yeah, he's missed one.
I have to look it up, but I'm not worried about Koo. He's the last person on his team I'm not worried about. And what do y'all think about our return man with Williams? He's doing pretty good on the punt return.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I like him. I like Williams. I like that D lineman.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name? I can't pronounce. Ezekiel. Something. I don't know. I forgot. I'm not even gonna try. But there's a couple of nice plays that are starting to really stand out.
Yeah, exactly. And your boy, what's his, Chris Lindstrom's doing good, and Caleb McGarry. That line, man, we got to give the O line some credit. You know, that's been our biggest thing that people have been trashing us about, not having an O line. But I think they're all stepped up their game now.
So Young Wei-Koo is 13 out of 10 for the season.
13 out of 10? So you missed...
10 out of 13.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I'm doing Roth mathematics. No, yeah. Right. 10 out of 13.
I'm not worried about Koo.
So, yeah. I guess nothing to be worried about just yet.
Koo's money in my book, man. We're always good with kickers, man.
So they start this is true. Sometimes you have to go get retired ones and bring them back, but
yeah, that's one thing I'm not worried. Yeah, we're good at picking good kickers. So, all right, fellas. Well, cool, man. I mean, like I said, I'm getting excited about it. So I'm just gonna keep, you know, pushing on with this team, man. And I mean, I'm not gonna get ahead of myself.
So you taking Cincinnati this weekend?
You know, I'm going with Burrows. What's wrong with you?
Huh? You are going with Burrows?
No, man. You know I'm not going with Cincinnati.
Okay. Falcons on the road. I think Cincinnati's favored by 6.
Hmm.
Vegas will be wrong.
Well, they've been wrong. Well, it wasn't Vegas said we're only going to win 2, was it?
I don't know who said that. You have to ask Aries where that came from.
I thought it was the media that said it.
Oh.
The media.
We got 3. We better not screw up now.
The media and Jerome Boger said it. I didn't get to do. I was going to do a new segment, man. It was going to be. I was going to talk about the whole the injury thing, and how they were crying about it, and I was going to call it "Them's the Breaks." Jerome Boger.
But why are you going to use that with that damn referee?
because that's what he pretty much said to us at the Tampa game about that damn bullshit call on Grady. You know?
They ended up making that same call 3 times over that weekend, though.
Yeah, because they had to cover their ass.
Well, no, they had already made it once before. They made it in the London game, the 9 o'clock or 9:30 game. I think that was the Green Bay Giants game. Then they called it in the Falcons game. And then they called it again later in the game. I forgot which one it was. I actually texted when they did it. Because I was like, man, they called it again.
It was the Raider game.
Yep, I think you're right. So they called it 3 times. But then they didn't call it at all last weekend that I saw. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
And I heard he later said that was the wrong call against Brady. So I'm like, man, screw you, man. You knew it was the wrong call when you called it.
Like Brady's head didn't even touch the ground.
And exactly.
That's the cold part. He didn't even touch the ground.
Brady ended up getting fined.
Right. Trying to kick Grady in the nuts.
Yeah.
He didn't call that.
Yeah, that wasn't the first time he tried that shit either.
Right. He just gave that to Tom because Tom was crying like a little bitch, like he always does. And Q, did you know he's from Atlanta? Went to Morehouse, Jerome Boger?
No, I didn't know that.
His wife was Shine's sixth grade teacher.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Damn.
Wow. Jerome, I don't know what's going on, man. I don't want to dog on the brothers and stuff because, you know, he's...
No, man, I see him. We're going to have some words.
Exactly. Like, come on, man. You're a black ref. You have a whole officiating group of black refs, man. Come on, get it. You know, what's up with that?
Hey, he figured if he makes Tom happy, Tom will look out for him.
Yeah, but like he says, them's the breaks.
Tom got his own issues. He got to pay alimony and all that shit.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah, he better worry about his marriage. That's what he needs to worry about.
Man, that chick got $280 million more dollars than Tom got. Tom might get some alimony. She was rich before Tom was rich. You got to remember that. She started making that money at 18.
That's true. She's making that top model money.
Yeah.
No, that's why they ain't going nowhere this year.
Yeah, his head's in the clouds, man. I don't know what he's trying to prove out there, but like, Tom, you have nothing else to prove, man. Go be happy with your supermodel Brazilian wife. What's wrong with you, fool?
I think last year they came so close, one game away from going back to the Super Bowl again. I think he was just like, let me just try one more time. I mean, could you imagine what kind of story it would be after all he's going through in his personal life if this man comes out and wins Super Bowl number 8 and then just walks away, finally just walks away? I mean, we'll be talking about that one for years to come. So,
yeah.
You know.
But he's not going to happen. I don't see it happening this year.
It's that whole Michael, even Michael Jordan said on The Last Dance, you know, he was like, he wanted to bring back Pip and all the guys and put the crew back together for a chance to go for that seventh championship, you know, and he said it always kind of bothered him that they never got the opportunity to at least try, so.
Yeah, but how many rings does Tom have? Doesn't he have one for almost every damn finger?
I think he's got seven.
At least. I think that's good.
You don't need no more. Bye.
Exactly. You're good, man. Just go.
He should have stayed retired last season. What the hell?
Exactly.
Coming back right now, y'all actually got a chance?
And after that call with Grady, he has too much influence on people, and it's not fair, you know?
So, that's how Michael Jordan had it. Michael Jordan always got them fouls called.
That's why his ass had to go, too.
That's why Gronk said, no, I ain't coming back. I'm good.
Yep. But anyway, man, well, whatever, Mr. Brady. You know, good luck to you, whatever you're going to do. All right, fellas, y'all want to start wrapping this up?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, man, I want to thank y'all for checking us out here at the What's Up Falcons podcast. Don't forget, you can hit us up at What's Up Falcons on Twitter. And don't forget to check us out exclusively at sportsdrink.com. And everywhere you get your podcast and YouTube videos. All right, fellas, if that is it, I'll talk to y'all later.
Peace.
Playing the latest episode, What's Up Falcons?
Subscribe to the What's Up Falcons podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast at whatsupfalcons.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.